hope.
那主耶稣告诉我们还有一件事情，你还有一件事情你要去做啊。
But then the Lord Jesus told us that there still remains one thing you need to go accomplish.
那人就是自以为说，哎，我的事情已经结束了。
If as human beings we consider whatever we are committing ourselves to that it is done.
没有什么事情可以再追求了。
That there's nothing else for us to pursue after.
这种人啊，他人生会出现有问题。
With regard to this kind of person, that his or her life would become a problem, would have this problem.
这种人啊，人生啊会过得不快乐。
And for this kind of person, he or she will lead a very unhappy life.
很多人啊都追求物质的成就。
Most of us would pursue after the accomplishment in the physical world.
我没有发现很多人啊真的是追求到了。
And for a lot of people, after they have attained those levels,
大家追求到了以后，再来要追求什么？
After that, they attained those levels, what were they to continue to pursue after?
他们就失去了目标。
They then start to lose their goal.
人生失去了目标，就失去了盼望。
And their lives, they lose their goals, then lose that hope.
就失去了人生过着要做什么，就失去了人生的意义啊。
Then lose.That meaning that they must have in their lives, they don't know what to do with themselves.
也失去了它存在的价值。
They also lose the value for their existence.
所以你看很多那个名人哦，他们自杀哎。
So you can see that for many people, they would actually commit. For many celebrities, they would commit suicide.
那我们会想说，没有理由自杀啊。
But then, for us, we would wonder there is no reason for them to commit suicide.
可是对于他们来说
，But for them.
因为他没有什么事情可以再追求的。
That they have no other things they can pursue after.
物质上的享受也有了。
Whether is it materialistic enjoyment?
啊，名也有了。
Or is it some sort of fame?
没有什么事情可以做了，没有什么事情可以追求了。
That there will be nothing else for them to pursue after.
人生就是到此结束了。
And so for them, life ends there.
所以主耶稣告诉一个人呢。
So Lord Jesus Christ.Told this to one person.
啊，你还有一件事情要追求。
You still have this one thing that you need to pursue after.
来，我们请看马可福音。
Mark.
马可福音第十章。
Mark chapter 10.
十七节。
Verse 17.
马可福音第十章十七节。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17. 耶稣
出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他的面前，问他说：“梁山的老师啊，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”18节。
Verse 18.
那耶稣对他说：“你为什么称我是梁山呢？除了一位神之外，再没有梁山的。”19节。
Verse 19.
诫命你是晓得的：不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证。不过亏负人当孝敬父母20节
Verse 20
他就对耶稣说啊老师这一切我从小都遵守了21
Verse 21
耶稣看着他就爱他对他说你还缺少一件事去变卖你所有的分给穷人就必有财宝在天上你还要来跟从我22节
Verse 22
当他听见这话脸上变了脸色忧愁愁的走了因为他的产业很多那这段圣经就是有一个少年的财主啊。
In this particular passage, we have this young wealthy person.
因为其他对干福音书啊，就很直接了当说他是一位少年的财主。
And so from other gospel books, we come to know that he is a young but wealthy individual.
那因为他的产业很多。
Because he obtained many possessions.
啊，当然圣经里面告诉我们，这位少年人的财富啊，是他自己赚来的。啊，这父母亲留给他的。
Of course, the Bible didn't tell us whether the possession that he had was something that he inherited from his parents or that something he earned himself.
啊，可能两个都有了。
Perhaps both are factors are in there.
反正他很有钱。
It's just that he was very wealthy.
他少年的时候就成功了。
And that he was successful ever since he was young.
说他听说耶稣啊，经过那里呀。
And when he heard that. Lord Jesus Christ was to pass through that area.
他特别跑去啊，跪在耶稣的面前问他一个问题。
He went especially to kneel before Lord Jesus Christ to ask him a question.
说我当做什么才能够承受永生
？What do I need to do in order to inherit eternal life?
所以这个年轻人也是想要追求永生啊。
So for this younger person, really, he wanted to attain eternal life.
那主耶稣就告诉他。
And Lord Jesus Christ told him this.
意思就是说，诫命你是知道，就是哪些哪些诫命。
The commandments you know, that there will be these such and such.
那年轻人就说啊，这些事情我都做到了。
But for the younger person, he said that ever since I was young, I've already accomplished these.
啊，该做的我都做了，该追求的我都追求了。
And that, in what I need to pursue, what I need to accomplish, I've done all those.
所以在少年人来说啊，他已经够好了的。
And so for a younger person, really, he led a very good life.
因为他有钱。
Because he had a lot of money.
所以论财富呢，他也是有的。
And so, in terms of physical material things, he had a lot.
啊，现在这个年轻人哦，他还要追求另外一个层次。
But for this younger man, he wanted to achieve a different level.
啊，这个是现在的年轻人所没有的。
And this is something that younger generation at that current time really do not have.
现在年轻人呢，只注重享受。
The current younger generation would only emphasize enjoyment.
不管是合法的、非法的。
Whether it be legal or illegal.
先享受再说了。
That I will enjoy myself, then I will talk about it.
永生这个字啊，已经不在他们的字典里头了。
Eternal life is not a phrase that exists within their dictionary.
所以在他们年轻人的心目中，没有永生这两个字。
And so for a younger generation nowadays, that in their heart they do not have this concept of eternal life.
但是这位少年才是不一样哦。
But then for this younger man, for this young man, really he was different.
他还想要追求永生啊。
He wanted to pursue after eternal life.
你看他很谦卑啊，来跪在主耶稣的面前，在问他。
Furthermore, he was very humble. He knelt before Christ in order to ask him.
啊，他不是站着挺挺的在问呢。
It wasn't that he was standing, very straight in front of Lord Jesus Christ to ask him.
他没有自以为他是少年得志啊，他很有钱，所以就不管耶稣啊，就好，我跟你差不多啊，我是很有钱的。
He did not consider himself to be equal with that of Lord Jesus Christ because he had so much money.
他有这种心啊，他跑来跪在耶稣面前问。
He maintained this attitude, and therefore he came before Lord Jesus Christ to kneel down before him to ask him.
难怪二十一节啊，耶稣看着他哈，就爱他。
That's why in verse 21, there is said that Lord Jesus looked at him and loved him.
说这个少年人啊，他不但是有钱，而且他也很有教养。
For this young man, not only was he very wealthy, he was also very well trained.
很懂得礼貌啊。
He really understood how to be polite.
哦，像有些年轻人啊，他不懂礼貌啊。
And so younger generations now, they really do not know how the social etiquette.
啊，碰到人家不会打招呼。
That when they see somebody, they would not greet them.
这位年轻人不但是打招呼，跑啊，跪在主耶稣面前呢、啊。
And for this young man, not only did he know of the social etiquette, but he even knelt down before Christ in order to ask him.
所以难怪得到主耶稣喜欢了、啊，主耶稣爱他。
And that's why he received favor from the Lord, and that Lord Jesus Christ loved him.
主耶稣假设不爱他的话
，that if the Lord did not love him,
那可能就随便说说好了，那你够了啦，走了走了。
Perhaps he would say that, well, then you have done enough, then just.Go run along.
啊，反正诫命你都已经守了哈。
That you have kept all these commandments.
可以了，不要再烦我了。
And that it's good enough for you, and don't come bother me any longer.
啊，主耶稣没有这样认为的。
The Lord Jesus Christ never had this kind of feeling.
因为主耶稣爱他。
Because the Lord loved him.
这主耶稣必须要把真正得救、这永生的道路啊告诉他。
Hence, the Lord wanted to expound to him the true way toward salvation.
那主耶稣就对他说
：“And Lord Jesus Christ said to him this,
你还缺少一件事情呢。
That you still lack this one thing.
所以这是一个心态问题。
So this is a matter of mentality.
因为主耶稣的看法跟少年财主的看法不一样。
That Lord Jesus Christ's perspective was different from that of the young man.
对于少年财主来说哈，是过路的。我已经做这些，你看该做的我都做了，孝顺父母啊，不杀人啊，不奸淫，不偷盗。”不做假见证，这些事情我都做了。
So for the young man, he thought that it was enough that he was not, he was honoring his parents. He was not killing anybody. He was not stealing from anybody. He thought it was enough that he had done all those.
那真的是够了哈。
It was sufficient.
其实他可能做得比我们更好啊。
And perhaps he did what he did was even better than what we are doing.
啊，今天也有的人不孝顺父母亲呢。
Currently, there are still people not honoring their parents.
又会欺负别人的。
And there would be also others who would go and bully others.
所以这位少年人他真的做得很好。
And for this young man, he really done a lot of good things.
可是他少一样。
But then still, he lacked one thing.
那么意思说到他还可以做了，他还可以走得更远呢。
In other words, it was possible for him to walk even farther.
所以主耶稣意思就是说，天国是努力的人进去的，你还不够努力呀。
And so Lord Jesus Christ meant what Lord Jesus meant was that heavenly kingdom is for those who want to enter with great effort. But then you did not spend enough effort.
那对于穷人来说啊，可能已经够了。
For a poor person, perhaps that would be sufficient.
可是对这位富人来说，这有钱的人来说，他还不够啊。
But then for this wealthy person, really, it was insufficient.
因为他主是给他更多，就是要求他也更多啊。
Because the Lord had bestowed him with much, therefore he was to accomplish even more.
所以在主说眼中看起来，这个少年人还努力的不够啊。
In the eyes of Lord Jesus, he really did not try hard enough.
因为他对爱人的方便还不够啊。
Because the part where he was supposed to love men, he did not do enough.
因为他很有钱啊。
He was very wealthy.
啊，那些钱要做什么
？What was he supposed to do with all the money that he had?
可能他三辈子的人也吃不完啊。
Perhaps he was able to feed three generations of people in his family.
啊，你不去处理你的财产分给别人，帮助别人，那你留着自己用。也用不完啊。
That if you do not utilize your wealth and help others, then the wealth that you have attained really it will be useless to you.
所以耶稣要告诉他，天国是努力的人进去的。
And so Lord Jesus Christ wanted to tell him that heavenly kingdom is for those who want to spend great effort to go in.
那同时要告诉他，要再多走一路啊。
At the same time, the Lord wanted to have him walk even a mile farther ahead.
这些不可杀人啊，不可奸淫，不可作假见证，亏负人，孝顺父母，这些都是走一里路，这是我们人当尽的本分而已。
These Ten Commandments of honoring your parents, do not kill, do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, those would only be the first mile, and it would be the basics that we as human beings need to do.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
41节
verse 41 verse 41
第五章41节
chapter 5 verse 41
有人强逼你走一路你就同他走两里路
verse 41 if anyone verse 41 and whoever compels you to go 1 mile go with him too
那这个第一里路呢是必须走的，因为有人强逼你啊，这个你必须要去走啊。
So with regard to the first mile, you need to walk that mile because somebody had compelled you to do so.
可是第二里路呢，是你自愿的。
As with the second mile, really you are to do so out of your own volition.
啊，第二里路呢，很少你愿意去做。
And with regard to the second mile, really we rarely would want to do that.
比如说我们来聚会啊。
Perhaps we come forward to have service.
那当然，我们是基督徒啊，就来聚会啊，这是我们应该做的本分呢。
Of course, as Christians, we need to come forward to have service. It's something a duty that we need to fulfill.
啊，作为基督徒啊，你也不上教会去做礼拜。
That if as a Christian you do not go to church in order to have service,
那就跟非基督徒没有什么差别呀。
Then you are no different from the non-Christians.
啊，大家来做礼拜。
So you come forward to have service.
啊，十点半啊，就来了。
At ten thirty, you are right here on the dot.
可是，假如有人愿意哈，愿意再多走一路。
But then, if you're able to walk 1 mile farther,
那就早一点来。
That you come to the church earlier.
啊，把教会附近的环境啊清扫一下子。
That you kind of clean the surrounding environment of the church.
有没有人逼你这样做
？So have there been others who compel you to do so?
没有啊。
Nobody.
安排表也没有排你这样做啊。
That on the workload schedule, really nobody had told you to do so.
可是你愿意自己早点来。
But then you come to the church earlier out of your own volition.
这个就是再多走一里路啊。
This is you walking that extra mile.
我们有这个讲义。
So we have this outline for the sermon today.
其实讲义写得很清楚啊。
And so this outline really had made mention of this very clearly.
只要你自己看圣经翻一翻，就可以明白题目的内容。
So if you were to look at the outlines and just kind of go through the Bible, you can actually understand this very clearly.
你可以把这张纸寄给没有来的人，寄给已经好久没来教会的人。
You could also mail this outline to others who have not come to the church.
有没有人规定你这样做？
Have there been others who compel you to do so?
没有啊。
Nobody.
这个就是做第二里路的精神啊。
And so this is the mentality of, and spirit of walking the second mile.
所以主耶稣要教了这位少年财主。
And so the Lord wanted to educate this young wealthy person.
他算是很好，他所接并。
It was great for him that he had obeyed these commandments.
他就身为以色列人，身为犹太人，当然就是必须要守神的诫命，这是必须的。
But as a Jewish person, as an Israelite, it was necessary for him to obey those commandments.
那主耶稣告诉他说：“你还少一件事情呢。”
But then Lord Jesus Christ told him that you're still lacking in one area.
再多走一里路。
That you need to walk that one extra mile.
我再说一个例子啊。
Let me mention another example.
例子我已经讲过很多次了。
I've also mentioned this examples many times.
有两个修理脚踏车的人。
That we have this two individuals who are in the business of repairing bikes.
老板请他们的工作啊，请他们来做工作是要他们修理脚踏车。
And so that boss, their boss hired them for the purpose of them coming to repair bicycles.
那把脚踏车修理好了、啊、可以骑了、啊、那就是任务完成。
After they come to repair the bikes and that the bikes are able to be ridden on, then their task would be accomplished.、
啊、这两个修理的工人呢，哎、一个把脚踏车、修理好了、结束了。
And so for this one individual, he would fix the bike, and that would be the end of that.
他的第二个工人。
But as with the second worker,
他不但把脚踏车修理好了
，Not only did he fix the bike,
他还把脚踏车啊擦得亮晶晶的。
He even wiped down the entire bike so it looked brand new.
老板没有要求他这样做。
The boss never required him to do so.
客人也没有要求他这样做。
His customers also never required him to do so.
是他自己愿意的。
But it was something that he was willing to do himself.
有一天啊。有个很有钱的大老板、啊、就牵着脚踏车去那边修理、啊、
And one day there is one very wealthy CEO type of person went with his bike.
刚好是那一位、啊、那一位多走一里路精神的工人帮他修理的。
And so it just so happened that employee who was willing to walk the extra mile went ahead and tried to fix that bike.
当这位老板要拿去拿车子的时候
，When this CEO went and tried to pick out his bike.
哎呀，发现他的车子像新的。
And he saw how his bike looked brand new.
他是不是要多付钱啊？
And he asked, "Is this something that I need to pay extra for?"
他说不用啊。
And then the employee replied, "No, you don't."
自己甘愿啊，做这种的服务。
The employee replied that this is something that he was willing to do, a service that he was willing to provide.
这老板就很高兴了。
And then the boss became very happy.
这种功能呢，很难得。
And with regard to this kind of employee, it would actually be very difficult to find.
So, 老板就请他去他们公司上班了。
And so, the CEO will actually hire this employee for his own company.
因为老板很欣赏他，对他印象非常深刻。
Because this CEO really regarded him highly and really think that he should work for him.
所以我们假如能够多走一里路。
So that if we're willing to walk that one extra mile,
我们这么做什么事情都是一样，在外面社会上做事，在教会里头做事都是一样的精神。
That regardless of where we are situated, whether it is outside in the society or within the family,
那老板对我们印象深刻。
That our boss would have a deeper impression of us.
天上的大老板，我们主耶稣啊，对我们的印象更是深刻。
The greater boss in heaven, Lord Jesus Christ, would even have deeper impression of us.
那主耶稣要告诉这位少年人呢，要尽心尽力尽智啊，尽智爱主你的神。
That the Lord had told this young man that you should love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your spirit.
啊，尽智就是要用你的智慧啊，
with all your might means that you need to expend all your wisdom, all your intelligence.
我们用我们的智慧在我们工作上是理所当然的。
Of course, in utilizing our intelligence in our work, it would be something that's very obvious.
为了工作，为了收入了。
Because it's for the sake of our jobs, for the sake of our income.
所以必须我们的智慧啊，去处理公司的事情啊。
So we need to utilize our intelligence in order to take care of the matters, inside of the company.
啊，您就会很细心了。
And you will become very, detail oriented.
那不懂的话，你还会去研究嘞。
And if it's something that you cannot understand, then you will go ahead and try to do research.
啊，你会问很多的人呐。
And you would come to ask many people.
我们做教会的事情也是一样啊。
And in doing the works at church, it would also be the same way.
要尽我们的智慧。
That we need to expand our intelligence.
那尽智慧，在其他的福音书啊，是说尽性尽意啊。
And so,
就把它翻译成为中文，就翻译成为尽性跟尽意。
And so, in the Chinese translation has been translated with all your soul and all your mind.
好，所以就是要主耶稣要告诉少年财主这些事情。
And so these are the things that the Lord wanted to explain to this wealthy person.
那主耶稣啊，就告诉他说，你要去变卖你所有的来分给穷人，你就要财宝积在天上。
So the Lord told him that you need to sell all your possessions and donate all the proceeds and then come and follow me.
现在少年财主他是要做就永生。
For this young wealthy man, he wanted to pursue after eternal life.
那主耶稣告诉他说，你要做就永生很好，但是你要变卖你所有的分给穷人。
The Lord said that it was good that you want to pursue after eternal life, but you need to sell everything that you have and then and give those onto the poor.
所以变卖以前呢，这位少年财主他要做一个功课。
And prior to selling all his possessions, this young wealthy man needed to do some homework himself.
他必须要对永生啊这两个字啊有清楚的认识。
He really needed to understand this concept of eternal life.
什么叫做永生？
What does it mean to have eternal life?
永生是永远的生命呢。
Eternal life would follow that it would be a life that would last forever.
是永远跟主耶稣在一起的。
It would be a life that you would spend with Lord Jesus Christ in eternity.
能够享受天国的快乐。
That you may be able to enjoy the happiness, the joy within the heavenly kingdom.
那或许有人说，那我不需要那一些的，也可以啊。
But then there are others, they might consider themselves to not be wanting those kind of things.
我没有坐头等舱。
That if I'm not in the first class,
我可以坐经济舱吧。
I can go to economy class.
以后的永生，以后人的结局啊，没有那么多舱了，没有什么啊头等舱、豪华舱、什么豪华经济舱、经济舱没有的。
But then in the future, with human beings' future, really there would not be these different classes, whether in first class or economy class, economy cabin. There will only be one.
不是哈，坐头等舱在天国里面享受的话。
If you are not in the first class and enjoying yourself in heavenly kingdom,
那就是沉沦呢。
Then, it will be destruction.
啊，请看《帖撒罗尼迦后书》。
Let's go to Second Thessalonians,
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第八节。
Second Thessalonians, chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
要抱怨那不论是神和那不听从我主福音。我主耶稣基督福音的人，第九节。
What's that?
那他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面，和他全人的荣光。所以这是两极，一个呢，在天国有主耶稣在那里啊，要享受主的面，主全人的荣光。
So these will be the two extremes that, if you're able to receive eternal life, then you are to go up into heavenly kingdom and be in the presence of.The Lord's, in the presence of the Lord and His face.
那不接受的话，就是永远的沉沦。
But then if you do not accept that, then it will be eternal damnation.
啊，请问大家有没有坐过云霄飞车？
Has anybody gone on roller coasters before?
啊，有的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have gone on roller coasters.
云霄飞车。
Roller coasters.
有没有？好，你有的话哈，在。在急速降落的那一刹那，你有叫的请举手。
And so on that moment where the roller coaster is to roll down very fast,
还有没有,
in decline, then those who scream, please raise your hand.
叫的,
those who scream, please raise your hand.
好,
and so we would
你看这样子下降啊,
scream,
会叫,
that if we're to descend in such a fast and steep incline, we would also scream.
老师说我不敢做。
In all honesty, I dare not to be on a roller coaster.
好像整个心脏就要跳出来。
That it seems that your entire heart is about to leap out of you.
好，那在下降那一刹那，你很吓人呐。
That when you are descending for that part, you are extremely scared.
其实啊，再恐怖的话也只有几秒钟，对吧？大概顶多是一分钟就结束了。
And so, regardless of how scary it might be, it would only be a couple seconds for it to be over.
你再怎么叫他什么哀叫，也是几秒钟就结束了。
But regardless how scared that you're screaming, it would only last in that few short moments.
可是这个永远的沉沦，一直在沉沦啊，你叫个不停啊。
And but then, if you are in eternal damnation, you would be screaming forever.
所以圣经就形容是无底坑。
And so the Bible mentioned that it is a bottomless pit.
我们有时候看到那个卡通影片啊，卡通影片漫画。
And so we have seen these animations, these cartoons.
看到有人啊，就从那个坑啊，就掉下去了。
And that you can see that there is this one person that would fall into a pit.
看到他们在那边叫啊。
And that this person would start to scream about.
然后你眼睛再一眨。
And then you wink your, you blink your eyes.
就听到那个电视声的嘣，就碰到地上了。
And that this the there's a loud thud coming from the TV because this person had reached the bottom.
将来那个无底坑哦，没有底的。
But then in the future, this pit that you were to be thrown into, it will be without a bottom.
所以我们要选择哪一个？
So what are we to what choice are we to make?
当然选择永生啊。
Of course, we're to select eternal life.
因此我们必须要对永生有所认识。
So we need to have some recognition toward eternal life.
然后就渴慕它。
And we need to be wanting to thirst after that eternal life.
那当我们羡慕的时候，就要改变我们对其他事情的看法。 对其他事情的看法。
We need to also change our perspective on other things.
我们就会其他对其他事情就不看那么重要，对永生就会看得很重要。
We would come to realize that other things are not so important, but rather our eternal life would be the most important.
我们的生活态度或许就会改变了。
Our attitude in leading our lives would also change.
我们会调整我们生活的方式。
Then we would adjust the method in which we lead our lives.
我们就对永生有所追求。
Then we would have this pursue for eternal life.
假设认为永生非常重要。
But if you consider eternal lives to be extremely important,
少年财主他就会很高兴的去变卖一切所有的。
Then this younger man, this young wealthy person, would be very happy to sell all his possessions.
那当他对永生不认识的时候。
But then if this person is without understanding of eternal lives,
他就不会去羡慕啊。
Then this person would not become envious of that.
他们认为那个有什么？
Then they would not consider that to be of anything.
哇，你知道有一家餐馆啊，dim sum啊，很好吃啊。
So you know that there is this restaurant with great dim sum.
哇，我从来没有吃过那么好吃的。
I have never had such a good meal before.
啊，那个哪有什么？
But then if you say that, oh, what? That's nothing.
当你说那哪有什么，没有什么的时候，你就不会想去呀。
If you would say that that's nothing, then you would not be willing to go there.
可是你就认为说，哎，那我也想去试试看呢。
But then if you say that to yourself that I also want to go there and try it out.
所以你会羡慕的话，你就会想去呀。
If you become envious of that, then you would be willing to go and look for that.
所以少年财主他不羡慕。
But then for this young rich man, really he was not very envious of those kind of things.
因此他都不愿意变卖啊。
Therefore, he was not willing to let go or sell all his possessions.
那假如他能够认识得很清楚。
But then if he was able to recognize these things very clearly,
那他就会很高兴地去变卖。
Then he would have been very happy in selling all his possessions.
好，请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
十三章四十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 44.
马太福音十三章四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的。你看呢、啊？欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。四十五节。
Verse 45.
那天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。四十六节。
Verse 46.
遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买这颗珠子。你看，有人在寻找宝贝呀、啊。
So you can see that there will be these people wanting to search after these treasures.
所以我相信少年财主他还是在寻找啊。
And so we can see that this young rich man really was searching after that as well.
因为他在找永生啊。
Because he was searching after eternal life.
但是我们看四十四节说，天国就好像这个宝贝藏在地里头。
But then in verse 44 here we see the mentioning that heavenly kingdom is like this treasure that is hidden in the field.
啊，有人在找啊。
Then there will be others seeking for that.
那找到了，恐怕被别人抢走了。
But after it has been found, then you would become afraid that it might be taken away by others.
所以他把它藏起来。
And so they would just hide it.
那这个就是已经有，好像是这个地是有人的地了。
And so it seems that
有个地主啊。
This land, this piece of land, was owned by a landowner.
所以他必须要买，他就不要找这个地买起来呀。
So then he had to.Purchase this piece of land.
但是他没有钱啊。
But then he was without money.
所以他必须要去变卖他一切所有的。
Hence, he had to sell all his possessions.
他都很高兴啊，不是很忧愁啊，他很高兴去变卖。
And it wasn't that he did so in sorrow. Rather, he did so in such a great happiness.
因为这个宝贝是他是一生追求、一直在找的东西。
Because this treasure is something that he was trying to find all his life. It's something that he was seeking after.
现在找到了，就很高兴的去变卖。
So now that he was able to find it, he became so happy. He was willing to sell all his possessions.
因为他认识宝贝呀。
Because he recognized what this treasure is about.
宝贝是独一无二的。
This treasure would be one and only.
所以我们也要珍惜我们教会的真理呀。
And therefore, we need to treasure the truth that we have in our church.
我们珍惜主耶稣所给我们的恩典。
We also treasure the.Grace that the Lord has bestowed upon us.
We need to
treasure the abundance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We need to
we have this experience of our with Holy Spirit.
So
if we emphasize these in a great deal,
then
we are able and willing to.Sell all our possessions.
我们就会很高兴呢。
And if that is the case, we're willing to sell all of our possessions.
好，那变卖一切所有的对我们来说是什么意思
？And so, if we're able to sell all these possessions, what would it mean for us?
当然，在字义上来讲，就是要变卖我们的房子啊，变卖我们的汽车啊，要卖嘛，对不对？所有的、啊。
So, on the surface, it seems like we need to sell our house, sell our cars, every physical possession that we have.
所以就是要舍弃我们所有的，要舍弃，第一个要先舍掉。
So it seems that we are willing to forego, and that is the first step, be willing to forego these.
因为我们周遭的东西有很多东西啊，是我们人生、我们生存上不需要的。
So there be many things around us, we'll see that it be very irrelevant toward our survival.
那一样的很多东西啊，是我们在追求天国这条路啊是不需要的。
And also, there'll be many things that, for us to walk on this heavenly journey would be unnecessary.
比如说看电视啊。
For example, watching television.
啊，前几天呢、啊，有一个九三什么中国到了九三阅兵典礼呀、
啊。And so, just a few, days ago, there was this military parade in China.
啊，刚刚说星期三聚会时间呢、啊。
It was a
晚上聚会时间呢、
It was happening at the time when we had Wednesday night Bible study.
我们晚上他们白天呢、
Because during our evening times, it would be their morning time.
当然我不知道几个人呢、啊，几个人留在家里头看电视、啊。
So I don't know how many people would stay at home to watch the television.
那 你羡慕真理，羡慕机会的人。
So, if you're the one who's seeking after the truth,
他要舍弃他的时间。
Then you would let go of these time for yourself.
来教会。
Then you would come forward to the church.
必须要舍弃。
So you need to first and foremost be willing to let go.
那我们要转换。
And we also need to convert.
把自己的变成主耶稣的。
We need to convert what is originally ours into that of Lord Jesus Christ.
时间都是我们的啦。
Time originally belonged to us.
有人的存在才有时间呢，时间才有意义呀。
With the existence of human beings, then we will have time. Then our lives will be with meaning.
所以你看，我们问别人说，你有没有时间
？So then we would often ask others, "Oh, do you have the time?"
有没有时间是你的呀
？Because time would belong to you.
我能不能够借你时间？
Can I lend you my time?
也就是说，你能不能帮我忙呢？
Can I borrow time from you? That is, what that means is, can you help me?
因为你帮我忙的话，你就牺牲你的时间，你就把你的时间舍掉，就不能够这个时间就不是你的，是我的，
so,
我借你的时间。
If you are to help me, then I am actually taking away the time that you can have for yourselves.
所以转换就是把你的时间变成主耶稣的时间。
So, in converting, really, we need to convert what is originally our time into that of Lord Jesus Christ.
当时间是你的时候
，when the time originally would be yours,
你有时间，你有权利去支配它。
You have the authority to distribute your time.
这个时间我要吃饭，那个时间我要洗碗，那个时间我要看电视。
That this period of time I will be having dinner, and this period of time I'll be washing dishes, and this period of time I'll be watching TV.
那个时间我要去 shopping， 我要去买东西。
And then there will be other periods of times where I will go about to shop.
你要百分之百有自主权去决定你分配你的时间。
So you have 100% authority over your own time.
当把时间呢、啊、转化成为主耶稣的。
But then if you're to convert what was originally your time into that of Lord Jesus Christ.
那请问大家有没有支配权呢、啊、
？So do we have the authority to distribute?
你们去上班，能不能说我要洗碗，我要看电视，我要去购物，有没有办法
？So if you go to work, if you're to go to work, then are you, do you have the authority to say that I want to go shop now, I want to go eat now, I want to watch TV at this period of time?
因为你的老板买你的时间呢。
But then your boss has purchased your time.
所以那个时间就不是你的。
So then that time would not belong to you.
那个时间是你老板的。
That time would belong to your boss.
所以你就不要听老板的话。
So then you need to listen to your boss.
一样的，我们就把我们的时间转换成主耶稣的。
And so, by the same token, if we're to convert what is originally our time into that of Lord Jesus Christ,
那就是为主耶稣所用啊。
Then we would be utilized by Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要把我们的车子转换成主耶稣的。
So we need to convert our cars into that of Lord Jesus Christ.
来教会的时候，尽量不要一步。一步车一个人呢。
And so when we come to the church, let us not let it be that one person be in one car.
我们把它转换成主耶稣，就载人来教会。
So that we need to convert that into Lord Jesus Christ's time, and we go and try to pick others up.
把车子转换成主耶稣的。
And we can also convert our cars for the use of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把我们家里转换成主耶稣的。
We also convert our own house into.That of Lord Jesus Christ.
邀请弟兄姐妹能够来家里访问，能够来家里呀做家庭聚会。
So we request fellow brothers and sisters to come to our church to make visits, and we also allow them to come to our church to have family service.
让主耶稣在我们的中间。
So that our Lord Jesus Christ will be at the center of our lives.
让主耶稣与我们同在。
So that our Lord Jesus Christ will be with us.
多好啊
！How wonderful would it be?
可是这位财主他不认识啊。
But then for this young rich man, he was not able to recognize so.
甚至于有的人呢
，Moreover, for some people,
还可以为了永生啊，牺牲他身体的一部分。
That they're willing to let go a part of their bodies for eternal life.
请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音十八章第八节。倘若你有一只手或是一只脚，叫你跌倒就砍下去丢掉，你缺一只手或是一只脚， 进入永生强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里、啊、所以这里告诉我们有的人为了永生、啊、他宁可舍弃身体的一部分。
So what we can read here is that for some others、they're willing to attain heaven so much that they're willing to give up their、body parts、
啊、当然我们不能够随便能砍、啊、
Of course we're not
砍自己的手脚。
We're not to just chop off our limbs、willy-nilly.
我先说清楚，不然你回去就去砍，说一传道叫我砍的，我要永生啊。
And so,
不能砍。
Don't go back and start and chop off your limbs. It's not something say that, Pastor Ye wanted me to go back and chop off my limb to pursue eternal life.
而是说我们要舍弃，我们要砍掉我们的不良习惯。
Well, but what it means is that we need to be able to willing to let go and forego those、bad habits that we have.
砍掉我们的坏脾气。
Now we need to, chop off our bad temper.
砍掉我们的嫉妒。
Chop off our jealousy.
砍掉我们的骄傲。
Chop off our arrogance.
砍掉这些苦毒、这些犯罪的事情呢
？And chop off all the things that would cause us to sin.
啊，为了永生。
In order to attain eternal life.
我们要做改变。
That we need to, come to have these, changes.
所以，做个在信上富足的人呢
？So for those who are wealthy in their faith,
所以变慢对我来说就是一种舍弃。
So in selling all our possessions, it will be a form of letting go.
也是一种转换。
It will be a form of conversion.
啊，甚至于可以为了永生来牺牲我们的一部分呢。
And not only, we were even willing to go to the extent of sacrificing our body parts for eternal life.
牺牲我们的时间。
That we're willing to sacrifice our time.
牺牲我们的隐私。
Sacrifice our own privacy.
很多人说我很隐私啊，不要到我家来，我很注重隐私。
And so for many people, they would say that I really would emphasize my own privacy. I do not want you to come to my house.
啊，你为了要跟弟兄姐妹能够沟通，大家能够团契。
But then for you to be able to communicate and fellowship with brothers and sisters,
为了要邀请那个一个人在外面过生活的，啊，家里在很远地方的人，那些弟兄姐妹没有亲人在这里的。为了要接纳他们，你打破自己的隐私。
In receiving those brothers and sisters who are here by themselves, that they have no friends or relatives, you are willing to let go of that sense of privacy.
请他们到你的家里做客。
And that you're willing to invite them to come to your house to be guests.
这个就是为着永生啊，牺牲一部分呢。
And so this means that you're willing to let go of those parts of you for eternal life.
啊，主耶稣还告诉这个少年才子说要跟从他。
And so for Lord Jesus Christ, he said that, he asked this young rich man that whether or not he was willing to let go of everything in order to follow him.
要请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
十六章二十一节。
Chapter 16 verse 21.
从此耶稣指示啊门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷受长老、祭司、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。22, 那彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此啊这是必不临到你身上23节
23,
那耶稣转过来对彼得说撒旦退到我后边去啊你是绊倒我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思然后24节就提到说要舍己背十字架来跟从我
verse 24 says that you need to let go of yourselves and be willing to carry the cross to follow Lord Jesus
所以跟从耶稣意思就是体贴神的意思。
And so in following Lord Jesus Christ, it means that you are, you would obey God's commandments.
但是当要体贴人神的意思的时候，必须要弃掉体贴人的意思。
But then, if you're willing to obey God's commandments, then you need to let go of that willingness to listen to men.
他体贴人的意思是很自然的。
But then, if you're but it is very natural for you to obey men's commandments.
我们人都要亲情啊。
That as human beings, we would have these relationship with others.
比如说我们孩子呢，我们星期六早上要来聚会的时候。
For example, for our children, when we come to the church in the morning.
那孩子还在睡觉啊。
That it seems that our children are still sleeping.
啊，怎么办呢？
What are we to do?
体贴人的意思，让他睡吧。
But if you're willing to just kind of go with human wills, then you will just let him or her sleep. Because for this kid, maybe he was up all night doing homework.
这就是人的自然，对，自然说啊，让他睡吧。
And so very naturally, as human beings, we would just allow that person to sleep.
这个是亲情啊。
So this would be a family relationship that we have.
这是对子女的爱呀。
This would be love that we have to our children.
可是为了主耶稣。
But then for Lord Jesus Christ,
体贴神的意思。
We obey God's commandments.
现在这个聚会的时间啊，是属于神的了。
That this period of time which we are having service, it would belong to God.
不是属于你我的。
It's not a period of time which it belongs to us.
所以就要告诉孩子说起来。
So we need to tell the kids saying that you need to get up.
到教会去。
That we need to go to church.
那孩子说妈，对啊，我还想睡觉啊，就揉揉眼睛。
Or are we to let them tell us that, oh, mom, I'm still very sleepy, and then he would just kind of look very sleepy-eyed.
不要同情他。
Do not empathize.
要体贴神的意思。
Rather, you need to listen to God's commandments, God's will. That
到教会去。
They need to get up and go to church.
这个就是你的十字架了。
This would be your cross.
因为这是违反人性的。
Because this would be part that would be would go against human nature.
这是违反自然的。
This would be a part where it's against a natural cause.
所以这个是我们十字架。
This would be our cross.
对孩子来说，离开床，离开那个温暖的床呢，是他的十字架。
But for that kid, be willing to let go of that state of sleeping, let go of that warm bed, it would be that kid's cross.
因为躺在床上很好啊。
Because it'd be nice to be able to lay on the bed.
很温暖又舒服啊。
It would be so warm and so comfortable.
可是那一段时间是神的时间。
But then for that period of time, it belongs to God.
要体贴神啊。
That you need to obey God's commandments.
大家想想。
Let's think about this.
假如所有教会的人每一个人都是这样子说啊，好了，这样再继续睡。
That for everyone in the church all behave in such manner that okay, fine, just continue to sleep.
慢慢喝咖啡，慢慢吃早餐。
That you would just drink a coffee very slowly and eat your breakfast very slowly.
教会聚会十点半开始，哪有人啊？
Then who would be here in the morning when the church started to have service at 10:30?
这个哪是教会啊？
Then how would this be a church?
所以你要想到这一点呢、啊。
So you need to consider this.
人家很紧张啊。
That you need to become very nervous.
我们不能够让我们教会被人笑啊。
That we cannot let our church become laughing stocks for others.
时间到了都还没人。
That during the time when it's starting service, nobody would be here.
我要赶快。
That I need to hurry up.
我一样当我的教会很干净。
That I can still come to the church.
我要早一点去呀，清扫教会的环境。
And I would make the church very clean because I would clean the surrounding environments.
要体贴神的意思。
And then you are obeying God's will.
要牺牲一点您的时间呢。
Then and you are willing to let go of that little bit of time that you have.
这个就是十字架。
This would be your cross.
但是耶稣说，你来，我要帮助你呀。
But then Lord Jesus Christ said that if you come forward, then I shall help you.
只要你愿意背的话。
That if you're willing to carry this cross.
神会帮助我们很多事情呢。
That God will help us in all different types of matters.
神帮助我们处理家里的事情。
God will help us take care of the matters in our own household.
神帮助你处理你公司的事情。
God will help us in taking care of our work.
神增加你的智慧。
That God would augment onto you different layers of intelligence.
让你所做的决定，每一个决定都是合乎神旨意的，都是好的，不会浪费时间。
So regardless of the decision that you are about to make, it will be in accordance to God's will, and that it will not waste your time.
神会带领你的脚步。
And God will guide you in your steps.
所以我们一定要在永生上追求啊。
And so really we need to be able to be willing to pursue after eternal life.
要体贴神的意思。
That we need to be willing to obey God's commandments.
那这个也是我们的选择啊。
This is the choice that we are to make.
你可以选择不要。
And that if you decide that you don't want this.
像少年财主，他就说我不要。
For example, this young rich man, he said he didn't want that.
他离开主耶稣了。
He departed from Lord Jesus.
主耶稣不勉强人啊。
But the Lord never forced anything onto others.
主耶稣没有妥协啊。
The Lord never compromised either.
他说啊，少年人，不然啊，你变卖你50%的财产就好了。
The Lord never said that. Well, you only need to trade in about 50% of your possessions.
神的救恩，神主耶稣的宝血是非常宝贵的，是不容许任何妥协的。
that Lord's salvation, Lord's precious blood would be so precious that no form of negotiation or compromise can be had.
神的真理是很宝贵的，不容忍任何妥协的真理。
God's truth would be so precious that it should not, that there should no compromise or negotiation should be tolerated.
留下来的问题啊，只是说我们愿不愿意。
Well, what the problem that comes up next would be whether or not we are willing.
我们最后来看马太福音。
Let's lastly turn to Matthew.
十一章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11.
Verse 28. 马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
十字架当然是一个重担呐。
So, the cross would be a form of burden.
我们要去付出我们的劳苦，也是一个重担呐、啊。
When we have to exert our effort, then it will be a form of burden that we are carrying.
我们要违反我们的坏习惯，
when、
也是一个重担呐、啊。
When we need to defy our bad habits, that would also be a form of burden.
我们要改变，也是一个挑战呐、啊。
When we need to change, it will be a form of challenge.
但是这一些呢，我们就来到主的面前。
But as with these things, we come forth before the Lord.
所以为什么背着十字架还要跟随主？不要自己背啊，要跟随主，主耶稣要帮我们背的。
Why would it be that when we are carrying our cross, we still need to follow Lord Jesus Christ? Because He will be the one helping us carry our cross.
很多人只是被第一句话吓倒了，说哇要背主耶稣十字架吓倒了。
A lot of people might become very scared after they heard the first sentence. That is, we need to carry the cross.
我们还要继续看下面一句话说，来跟从我。
We also need to.Continue to read onto the second phrase that says that, "Come, follow me."
为什么要来跟随主耶稣呢？
Why are we to follow Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣要帮我们背的。
Because the Lord wants to carry that burden for us.
所以来到他那里的人呢，必然能够得享安息。
So for those people who come to Him in His presence, shall also enjoy rest.
因此不要怕十字架。
So do not be afraid of the cross.
不要怕教会所给我们的任何工作。
Do not be afraid of any work that.The church was to assign you.
主，我们跟随他，他要帮我们背负重担。
So we're to help it. We're supposed to follow him so that he will help us in carrying the cross.
能够得享安息。
And that we are able to enjoy the rest.
所以我们还少一件什么
？So what are we still in need of?
我们要唱诗。
Sing hymn.
118首。
118.